This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It is 7:39 on Friday morning.
Makes us all the better, faster.
Have a great Friday, you
The Radio Alice Report.
Well, good morning.
Hello.
This Alice Report is brought to you by... Oh, my God. I've got such a deep look into your hairdo. Yeah.
Oh,
what just happened there? I could, man, the gray. Whoa.
I know, right?
Wow.
Peppa.
What was that all about?
I just put up my my window shade.
Oh, all right.
Yeah. I want to be able to look out at the day. It's, oh, my God. Cloudless sky. I gotta buy some clouds. I gotta buy some clouds from Dell.
Oh. Hold, please. This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Fremont Bank knows education must continue in a crisis. Supplies are running low everywhere. So Fremont Bank Foundation gave nearly $600,000 to Bay Area school districts. Students and teachers will have more access to personal protective equipment, technology, and so much more of what they need now thanks to Fremont Bank.
Thank you, Fremont.
You are correct. It is bright blue outside. It is spectacular.
Gorgeous.
There is some rain headed our way for tonight, depending on where you're at. But today, right now, is looking really, really good.
Mm. Yeah, delightful.
There's that. Don't forget, not this weekend, but next weekend, we spring forward. So time is about to change. And we're also about to hit spring break, everyone. So just as the numbers are coming down, you know, COVID-wise, they expect numbers to severely spike thanks to all of the partying that's about to happen for spring break. In fact, they mentioned Florida specifically because, you know, it's a very popular spring break destination.
I'm going to see how many guys I can make out with.
Fuck off, 19.
Spring break. I love that. Oh, my God. It's so great.
Many people expect a lot of trouble. Thanks to a year of pent-up frustrations and some good news on the COVID front, except that this will just backslide us bad. So, anyway,
there's that. Bring on that vaccine, everybody.
Let's see. Oh, I wanted to mention this real quick. You know, about it, we've sort of done this a couple times. We're creeping up on a year since we left our workplace. And one of the last things we did was Sting came in.
Yeah.
And if you remember, we reposted the picture where he weirdly grinds my leg and tweaks my nipple.
Mm.
I don't know what that was all about. I am handsome, but
it comes
Sting,
at your crotch first. It's really
for God's sakes.
Yeah,
that is
weird.
Well,
you know, sometimes people can't help themselves, Finn.
Yeah, but he's been around. I don't get it. I mean,
yeah, so it's rare when he finds someone who's, you know, stirs his juices.
Oh. All right. Well, then I guess I'm extremely
flattered. Mr. Hassan. Let me approach crotch first. By the way, you can see that happen on the Alice973 Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I'm sure
I realize when you listen to this show, there are times when you say, oh, they're just being silly. In this case, he really does come at me with his man zone first and reaches for a nipple. And I don't
full on
get it at all.
Just call HR. I mean, this guy. Sting, what are you doing?
Anyway, just like us, Jane was there that day, and Jane got a pic with Sting, and she posted the year anniversary of the day she met Sting on Instagram, and he liked it.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. That's
so
amazing.
So she tagged him, and he was like, Like?
Oh, that's hilarious. So Sting is a guy who looks to see the pic. You know how you can see you've been tagged in somebody's picture with a little.
I'm pretty sure we tagged him in that Alice one.
Yeah, he didn't like
it. Well, did he like it?
He didn't like it, obviously. Go look and see if Sting liked it.
I'm so jealous of this.
I didn't push him away. And by the way, I didn't call HR either. I didn't make trouble.
Well, you can't call HR. They'll get there and be like, oh, it's Sting.
Right.
Oh, my God. Will you press your man's arm on me, too? Oh, boy, this is amazing. Vinny, anyway, stop complaining about things. Jesus.
But I didn't. I just sat there politely and let him have his way with me. I made no trouble.
What are you going to do? It's Sting. I mean, boy, when you're a celebrity, you can just grab him by the man zone.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't see him liking her.
He didn't like us. But he liked Jane, and I thought, that's spectacular. So Jane today is famous and liked by Sting.
Well, we're Jane adjacent, so I feel like that's rubbing off on us a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Jane adjacent. Oh, really?
That's
you're going to
polish
your
my nails. Well, I know Jane.
But we do. Right. And we're Sting Jane-cent. Likes her. So it's like we're friends.
And by
with
the way, he pressed into my leg, everyone.
Yeah, it wasn't my leg. Nope.
Right.
He didn't press into Jane's leg, I'm sure. See? You know?
We don't know.
We don't know where he pressed into. He might have pressed into someplace else on Jane. We don't know. What do we know?
I know. I need to move on. Yep. Here are some activities that parents like doing with their kids the most, according to a new survey. Going for walks, high on the list. Going to the park, reading, coloring and drawing. Mm. Except, you know, the coloring and drawing thing, my kid will look over at my drawing or my coloring and then go, let me help you with that. Mm-hmm. All right. Carry on. And I'm like, dude, you just ruined my whole thing. All right, I'm going to color around that part.
Yeah. I used to love getting a new coloring book. Like, there's something just so, you know, about the, like, my brother and sister hadn't scribbled on it yet. And it, like, all the pages are so clean with their black outlines. And you could just start, you know, do it your way. Oh. Mm. Mm. Then your kid, brother and sister get a hold of it. Pfft, screw the whole thing up.
Parents hanging with their kids. The list goes on. Mm. So going for walks, going to the park, reading, coloring and drawing, going to the beach. Baking or cooking. That's what I did yesterday. And we had to bring a suitcase full of stuffies.
Sure. Can't leave home without them, Ben.
And then my kid, who's like, when we ride bikes together, she's always like, go that way. And I just go wherever she points. And, you know, so far so good. But, oh, we've run into some, you know, what do they call those things?
Please don't say
cul-de-sacs
traffic.
Where you got to turn around and you're just like, okay, mm-hmm. Well, there's clearly nowhere to go through here. Bad directions, young lady.
You're a terrible
yesterday,
navigator.
She's like, because there's a ton of farms here along the coastline.
Oh,
tons
of
them. And she's, you know, hey, let's go out over there. That's a farm. We can't go out there. You want the farmer to yell at you? And I start doing the farmer voice. And then suddenly I've struck gold. And it is, what did the farmer say? The rest of the drive.
Let's have a sample of what the farmer sounds like, Vinny.
Are you standing in my vegetables, young lady? And then she's in the back on.
Boy, kids, they're so easily amused.
So ridiculous.
That's fun. Now if she doesn't eat her vegetables, are you rejecting the vegetables from my farm, young lady?
Oh, it went on and on. You have to remember how the days are long. They're long, long. It was only a couple hours, but it felt forever.
Yeah. Yeah, well, because you have to keep doing the same thing over and over. It is a whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's fun, though.
Anyway, going to the beach,
let her drive.
Baking or cooking, having a picnic, feeding the ducks, playing hide and seek, and going to the zoo are the top things the parents like to do with their kids. So if you don't have kids and that list sounds boring,
get some kids. They'll love it. You'll hate it. They'll love it.
That's not what I was recommending. I was saying don't get some kids. Go do stuff single people do without kids. That's more fun. You'll
makes
like it.
Makes Christmas magic again, though. So
that's that's for sure. Yeah. Yes. No
I was kind of over Christmas right up until I had kids and saw the wonder in their eyes. We're bringing
Sarah,
tree into the house?
Yeah. Oh, all the stuff. Oh, my God. I love
Santa?
It. We're already talking. In fact, one of the things we drove past was our pumpkin patch, which no longer has pumpkins in it. But we talked about, that's where we got our pumpkin. I can't wait for Halloween. Don't you miss it? Yes, I miss it too. Oh my God. And then Christmas. Yeah.
It's just so fun.
Yep. Okay. So you told us a story about Dogface, who was vacationing in visiting in San Francisco, and he's got a mural here apparently over by on Haight Street, and he was going to visit that. And,
all right.
Oh, you didn't know that?
No. Someone painted a mural Nathan Apodaca with the cranberry juice and
it's
the skateboard.
Quite possible that you reported it and forgot, sir.
It is. I mean, that's absolutely
well. You reported
possible.
That he was robbed, and I have seen many different articles pointing out that he was robbed. But often that it starts out, what's the guy's name? Cranberry juice guy or skateboarder guy,
right?
Targeted
dreams guy, right?
His car was targeted for theft. I'm like, okay, that's a national story because everyone's car in San Francisco is targeted for theft. No one knew him.
Right. If it's a car, it's targeted. Yeah.
All the cars get robbed in San Francisco. That's the better headline. Mm. Yeah. Come on in.
Well, they got to put a little dreams guy clickbait on there, you know.
I guess.
He was targeted. No, he wasn't. He wasn't anywhere near those cars. He had two rental cars, both of them broken into in a garage a mile away from where he was walking. What a bummer to come back to that and all your junk's gone. Oh, you're traveling. Oh, it's the worst.
A guy named Don Ford. He's a reporter for CBS TV in San Francisco.
Oh.
I don't know Don Ford, but he works in our building or our old building or where Nicole is.
Or he works from home and just, you know, they send the paychecks from here. I don't know.
Anyway, Don Ford, a reporter for CBS TV in San Francisco, he was doing a report on Wednesday from a neighborhood that's been seeing a lot of car break-ins lately.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
While he was there, a car pulled up, and the guys jumped out and robbed Don at gunpoint. While he was reporting on all of the thefts in the area, he says, quote, three guys jumped out, one had a gun and put it in my face and said, we're taking your camera. He said, okay, here. And no one was hurt.
Oh, thank
Police
God.
Found the camera later that day thanks to a tracking chip inside, but there's no word on the suspects or, I mean, what'd you take it for if you weren't going to hawk it? I don't get it.
Yeah. Did they find the tracking device and it was
not removable
or something?
Yeah, I don't know. They must have.
So he didn't have a camera guy with him. He just had like a handheld camera that he was.
I just know that I saw this story in a couple places and went, boy,
that sucks.
Chaos. It's freaking chaos. There's a reporter trying to do a story about the car theft break-ins, and he has his camera taken from him at gunpoint.
Mm. Did they also take his wallet and his phone and all his other important stuff, or just
doesn't
the camera?
Say.
Oh, I see. Boy, it's dangerous. It's tough out there, man. There's people who are desperate. Nothing to lose.
Don't have a camera guy anymore.
Yeah, I've heard that. The cutbacks. Mm-hmm.
I often go surfing in sort of the middle of nowhere, and the car break-ins are so bad that I will not bring my wallet with me, even though I know I'm supposed to have my wallet because I'm driving and you got to have a license. Right. I'm just not doing it. I just don't bring. Forget it, man. No way. As it is, I mean, if they want to steal whatever's in there, which is nothing, fine. But I don't need to be worried about my cards and my driver's license.
Right.
Forget it. So maybe he's not carrying that stuff is my guess. It's possible he knows.
It is possible.
I'm heading out into the city. I'll leave
my valuables.
You think
they'll broad daylight and I've got my... Yeah, I know. That's...
Nope. Yeah, Nicole and I went back to her car to grab the equipment because it was in the trunk.
Paranoid.
I was like, let's not leave that there in the car for, you know, any time at all.
That would really suck.
Yeah. And it's quite pricey too. So
I'm sure we'd be on the hook for that, right? You took it out of the building.
Right.
Where is it?
Exactly.
Here's Nicole on the verge of getting employee of the month, and she doesn't want no trouble.
No, I don't.
Screw that up. I need you on that wall plaque. Employee of the year.
Oh, is it? Are we? I didn't. My bad, Nicole. I didn't know we'd graduated to the year.
It's okay.
My goodness.
Oh, okay. Have a decade. Let's just go decade.
Sure, let's go. How about the new millennium?
You get my vote.
Okay, perfect. I'll work on others to vote for me. I'll start a campaign.
Yeah. I'm going to take some convincing for the decade, for the millennium.
Okay.
Some donations for me.
You have to work harder.
So delivery driving is a thing now. Mm-hmm. It's a, oh my God, where did my time go?
Just keeps happening.
Just keep going. Just go. Just
all right. So delivery driving is a thing now.
Yes.
Big deal.
Yeah.
I know I get a lot of stuff delivered now, even though I don't want to. I it's the way it is.
Yep.
Someone in North Kingstown, Rhode Island.
Oh.
Were you born there?
I was born in Providence, Rhode Island.
Anyway, actually, North Kingstown, Rhode Island. They ordered delivery from Whole Foods last week through Amazon Prime.
Okay.
He got a notification from his Ring doorbell camera that the delivery driver was dropping off his stuff. So he clicked over to the video to take a look, which is exactly what happens at my house. The missus is running everything from her phone.
Right.
All of
it. Why wouldn't you go look?
Every camera. As he takes a look at the video, he sees the delivery driver number one-ing on all his groceries.
What? Didn't the guy see the Ring camera right there? Save it for the house without the Ring camera, fool.
Yeah.
You know when you pull out your man's own and you number one on stuff?
No, I don't know about that because I don't have one of those, but it
that's
seems
what he
like,
did, though.
But
he
right pulled on the out groceries.
He unzipped and pulled out his man area and went number one on all the groceries.
Was he mad about something?
I don't have any. You know what? First of all, there isn't any reason that I would take as acceptable for that.
Yeah, no, I agree. I mean, even. Hold on. We're watching this right now.
Bryn's got the video.
I'm looking. Fast forward, maybe. I'm not sure what's going on.
This let's see. So here. Oh, boy. So this is the guy's own video, right?
I guess they don't show that
part, huh? Yeah, they don't. I guess they cut the man zone out.
Well, he called Amazon, and they wound
nice
up
place.
Sending.
Look
they
at that
said,
place.
"Listen,
that's real nice.
We'll send you a cleaning crew, and how about $100 credit? Is that gonna?
And
are
is
we
that
good?
Enough? Was that enough?
Are we good here? Is everything okay? Mm-hmm. Sorry about the guy, the employee in our uniform that whizzed on your stuff, but you know, here's $100 credit, and we'll have someone come hose your area."
And by the way, the guy, you know how they send you the photo of the delivery, like here it is on your front porch. The guy does turn around at the bushes there to take the picture of the front after he's whizzed on it. Is he just mad because that guy lives in a really nice house? That is a nice house.
It is.
I don't know. But the Amazon spokesperson says, quote, "This individual is no longer delivering Amazon packages, and the police say they're investigating, and we gave them $100 credit, and we had someone go hose off the front yard, so we feel like we've done all we can."
Well, you could pay more.
I mean, that seems really, really wrong, but...
And you could let your workers unionize. I don't know. There's a few things you could do.
Our text number is 800-400-3697.
Okay. I'm ready.
Here's a couple... text. "I've grown up in San Francisco and I am your age. The reason there are so many break-ins is not necessarily out of desperation. It is there are no more consequences. What used to be criminal offense that you would be arrested for is now a misdemeanor that you are given a ticket for. You're cited for it."
Because
there's
so many
bunch of stuff going on all at once that is creating this. But as you've witnessed, I keep reading it, Walgreens, whose employee sort of plan is if someone's robbing, you just let them steal. You don't get involved. Walgreens has had to close like almost 20 stores in San Francisco because word got out. They don't do anything to people who steal from them. So they've been robbed so much. They've just closed their stores.
We don't have anything left to sell you and all the Oxy's gone. So,
and famously, you guys remember the story I told you where someone was in there reporting and there's a dude in the background looting the place. And no one says anything or does anything. That person grabs a bunch of stuff, fills a bag, and goes out the back door.
Boy, so much for civilization, huh?
It's crazy. So anyway, they're probably right that there's a couple contributing factors that have led to the chaos we're currently experiencing there. Anyway, what's coming up in the trash, Sarah? Music news.
Yeah, we got new music for sure.
Oh God.
But also, could we be going to concerts this summer? The pros, the cons, and the problems that are in the way.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.